Welcome to SCOTUSCast, Arbitration, Preemption, and State Law Edition. Thank you for tuning in. On December 14, 2015, the Supreme Court decided DirecTV v. Imburgia. This case involves a class action lawsuit against DirecTV by various California customers. Among other things, the agreement between DirecTV and its customers contained a waiver of any right by either party to undertake class arbitration, unless the law of your state made such waivers unenforceable. At that time, class arbitration waivers were unenforceable under California law, but in a subsequent case, the United States Supreme Court held that this California rule was preempted by the Federal Arbitration Act, concluding that the parties had intended to apply the rule as it existed prior to the Supreme Court decision. California trial and appellate courts refused to enforce the arbitration provision. The question before the Supreme Court was whether the FAA permitted this outcome, namely the application of state law that had since been preempted by the FAA. By a vote of 6-3, the Supreme Court reversed the judgment of the California Court of Appeals and remanded the case. Justice Breyer delivered the opinion of the court, holding that the arbitration provision must be enforced because the California appellate court's interpretation was preempted by the FAA. Justice Breyer's opinion was joined by the Chief Justice and Justices Scalia, Kennedy, Alito, and Kagan. Justice Thomas filed a dissenting opinion. Justice Ginsburg filed a dissenting opinion, in which Justice Sotomayor joined. To discuss the case, we have Corey Andrews, who is Senior Litigation Counsel at the Washington Legal Foundation. As always, the Federalist Society takes no position on particular legal or public policy issues. All expressions of opinion are those of the speaker. And now, Mr. Andrews.
The Federal Arbitration Act requires that all arbitration agreements be placed on equal footing with any other contract and manifest a substantive federal policy in favor of arbitration. In 2011, the Supreme Court held in AT&T Mobility v. Concepcion that California state contract law, which had for years deemed class action waivers and arbitration agreements unconscionable and therefore unenforceable, was preempted by the FAA. Such state laws, the court concluded, impermissibly interfere with fundamental attributes of arbitration by requiring the availability of class-wide arbitration. In DirecTV v. Imburgia, the Supreme Court revisits the issue of arbitration in light of Concepcion, and the focus once again is on the California courts. Petitioner DirecTV is a leading broadcast satellite service provider that broadcasts programming to paid subscribers. In 2007, years before Concepcion was decided, DirecTV's standard subscriber contract contained an arbitration agreement that included a class action waiver. At that time, California courts had adopted a rule that invalidated as unconscionable under California law nearly all consumer arbitration agreements containing class action waivers. This came to be known as the Discover Bank Rule, named after a 2005 decision of the California Supreme Court. In light of that ruling, DirecTV's arbitration agreement contained a non-severability clause which specified that the entire arbitration provision was unenforceable if the law of your state made class arbitration waivers unconscionable. DirecTV's subscriber contract also contained a choice of law provision which expressly provided that the arbitration agreement is governed by the FAA. In 2008, two former DirecTV subscribers filed putative class action lawsuits against DirecTV in California state court, alleging that DirecTV violated California law by charging them an early cancellation fee. Because of the Discover Bank rule, DirecTV did not move to compel arbitration at that time, but proceeded in court until 2011, when the Supreme Court again held in Concepcion that California's Discover Bank rule interfered with fundamental attributes of arbitration and thus was preempted by the FAA. Following the court's decision in Concepcion, DirecTV moved to compel arbitration pursuant to the subscriber's contract arbitration agreement, but the Los Angeles Superior Court denied that motion. On appeal, the California Court of Appeal affirmed. The appeals court relied on the arbitration agreement's non-severability provision, which stipulated that if the law of your state would find that the class action waiver was unenforceable, then the entire arbitration agreement is also unenforceable. The appeals court interpreted the phrase, the law of your state, to mean, quote, the non-federal law of your state without considering the preemptive effect, if any, of the FAA, close quote. In other words, the appeals court concluded that the arbitration agreement's non-severability provision required application of invalid California law that was contrary to, because it was preempted by, federal law. And even if it was contrary to the service contract's own choice of law provision, it still should be applied. Finding the class action waiver invalid under California law, the appeals court then refused to enforce the arbitration agreement based on the non-severability clause. In a 6-3 opinion authored by Justice Breyer, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed, concluding that because California courts would not have interpreted contracts other than arbitration contracts in this unique way, California failed to place arbitration contracts on an equal footing with all other contracts. Thus, the California Appeals Court's unusual interpretation is preempted by the FAA, and the arbitration agreement must be enforced. The court emphasized that it wasn't second-guessing the California court's application of California law, but rather assuming that the lower court correctly applied California law, that law was inconsistent with federal law and thus preempted under the Supremacy Clause. In a concise, straightforward opinion, the court articulated six considerations that led to its decision. First, the court rejected any suggestion that the phrase, the law of your state, was either ambiguous or anomalous, and the court saw no indication anywhere in the contract that the reference to the law of your state was somehow intended to refer to invalid state law. Absent any such indication, the law of your state should take its ordinary meaning, the valid, enforceable law of your state. Second, the California Supreme Court has held in a case called Doe v. Harris that under general contract principles, any contractual references to California law incorporate any retroactive changes in the law. And judicial construction of a statute ordinarily applies retroactively as well, because those ordinary contract principles evidently do not apply in California for arbitration contracts. Arbitration does not enjoy equal footing. Third, nothing suggests that California courts would reach the same interpretation of the phrase, the law of your state, in any other context but arbitration. For example, there's no indication that California courts would interpret the phrase, the law of your state, to include state laws invalid because they conflict with, say, federal labor laws, federal anti-discrimination laws, or the Equal Protection Clause. Again, it seems that arbitration is being singled out for special treatment. Fourth, rather than framing the question in generally applicable terms, the Court of Appeals opinion and analysis focused only on arbitration. The California court asked only whether the law of your state meant the law of your state without considering the preemptive effect of the FAA. This suggests that the appeals court understood its holding to be limited to contracts with arbitration as their subject matter. Again, that's a problem. Fifth, the view of the appeals court that the state law retains independent force even after being authoritatively invalidated by federal law is not a view that courts would likely accept as a general rule in other contexts. And in sixth, none of the principles of contract interpretation relied on by the appeals court suggest that other California courts would reach the same interpretation elsewhere. The court applied the canon that contracts are construed against the drafter, but there's no precedent outside the arbitration context that would lead a California court to reach the same interpretation about similar language in other contexts. So in sum, Justice Breyer explained, because California law, as understood by the appeals court, does not place arbitration contracts on equal footing with all other contracts, it does not give due regard to the federal policy favoring arbitration. As such, it is preempted by the FAA under the Supremacy Clause. In a separate dissent, Justice Thomas reiterated his view that the FAA simply does not apply to proceedings in state courts. Now, some had hoped that he might have changed his mind on that point, noting his failure to separately dissent from the per curiam opinions in Marmot Healthcare Center versus Brown and Nitrolift Technologies versus Howard. Not that you can read very much into failing to dissent from per curiams. Going forward, however, this will make policing enforcement of the FAA by state courts a complicated matter, at least in those cases where Justice Thomas's fifth vote is necessary to do so. Justice Ginsburg also dissented, joined by Justice Sotomayor. In a dissent almost twice as long as the majority's pithy opinion, Justice Ginsburg argued that the Delphic clause, the law of your state, found in the contract, was far from unambiguous. In light of that ambiguity, construing the contract against its drafter, DirecTV, was not only reasonable, but entirely right. Justice Ginsburg's conclusion was undoubtedly colored by her concern that it has become routine for powerful economic forces to write no arbitration clause waivers into their form contracts with consumers, which, in her view, disarms consumers, leaving them, quote, without effective access to justice in the form of a class action. In conclusion, DirecTV is without question a bellwether for another arbitration case that will be argued this term, MHN Government Services versus Zaborowski, which will decide whether California's special severability rule, which treats arbitration contracts differently from other contracts when determining whether all or only part of an arbitration agreement is void under state law, is also preempted by the FAA. In the absence of the kind of arguable ambiguity that served as the basis for their dissents here, it may be interesting to see whether Justices Ginsburg and Sotomayor will vote in favor of stare decisis.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SCOTUSCast. For more episodes of SCOTUSCast, as well as audio and video of past Federalist Society events, please visit our website at www.federalistsociety.org/multimedia.